Jerry Beto Show 954. I completely disagree with the pants wetting that's going on by some conservatives joining liberals in the militarization, as they call it, of local police, to suggest that the Pentagon shouldn't give law enforcement tools to deal with it, with an incendiary situation such as the one that existed in Ferguson. So we're going to tell the looters and the rioters, we're going to disarm the police, because that just intensified the situation. So leaving police with conventional law enforcement tools to deal with a very unconventional, unruly, rioting, looting mob makes sense to people who call themselves conservatives? What the hell? Aaron on the road. Aaron, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, I'm going to start this out by telling you that my daughter is married to a police officer in Milwaukee, and I believe they should be armed to the teeth because I don't want my grandkids to not have a father. Furthermore, as far as the reaction by the president, that this was an overreaction by the governor of Missouri calling in the state police in this fashion, we need to tell these people, whoever they are, that are rioting and looting, that if you're going to act like animals, we're going to treat you like animals.
And what you just said, Aaron, what you just said, a lot of people will consider racist. Because you just call them animals.
Jerry, when was the last time you seen a white community riot because somebody got shot?
I'm not going to disagree with anything you're saying. I'm just saying that the belief system is that it's racist to show that it is just one community that loots whenever there is a possibly unjustified shooting. Thanks a lot for the call. And he just made my case. He said it was his son-in-law, right? That's a police officer, not his son, I believe. Police should be allowed to have the tools they need when there is an uncontrollable crowd. It's just the way it is. And I disagree with conservatives who are getting on board with this. Glenn, go ahead.
Yes, I have a question for you, Jerry.
Yes.
How come Al Sharpton and his people want to expedite and publicized all when a white shoots a black, it's a really horrendous thing. But when a black shoots a black in Chicago, they really don't care. Now, what it appears to me that it's just the person that is the shooter, not the person that is the victim, that they really care about.
Al Sharpton, you're exactly right. Al Sharpton parachutes in to Ferguson, Missouri, to stoke the flames. He's nowhere to be seen in Chicago. And quite frankly, Glenn, lots of black men are killed every day. And most of them are killed by other black men.
But he doesn't care.
Well, okay, there's the God's honest truth. He doesn't care. In fact, I'll have more to say about Reverend Sharpton later in the show. I understand that anti-police sentiment is growing. I get that. They, however imperfect they may be, and they are imperfect, do protect us. And there are times that they abuse the power that we give them to protect us. And further, I will concede, the more power you give them, in this case, firepower from the Pentagon, the greater the opportunity for abuse. I agree with that. However, we also have to understand that they put their lives on the line every day, and we're not going to give them extraordinary force when they meet extraordinary circumstances. Really? We can take more calls on this after the news. It's 9:58.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.